This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I have Chapter 15 of Vatican Ambassador on the way on this episode. BC headed down to the Vatican. No clue what was about to transpire, but now, yes, BC is the fucking Pope. It kind of happened. In the College of Cardinals, things shifted his way. He wasn't looking for it, but yes, in a sure sign of desperation, the new Catholic Church has chosen BC to be the new pontiff. God help us all. It all happened relatively quickly, so now we're going to begin to see the ramifications of this as we get into Chapter 15 of Vatican Ambassador, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, of course, coming up this Thursday. I want to say a big thank you to my patrons. If you are a patron, thank you, because you helped me keep this podcast going. I just had to pay some bills, and the reason I could do that is because of contributions to the podcast. Otherwise, this wouldn't keep happening. So yeah, there's a reason it keeps going and has gone since 2006, and that's because I've got some people who believe in it and are patrons. And they contribute $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month to help me keep the car running, so to speak. If you want to become a patron, you can do that at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and look for the link to Patreon. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I hope you enjoy some time off. Get some time off to see some friends and family or whatever you'd like to do. I'm celebrating my birthday next Saturday as well as Thanksgiving. And so with the holiday and all, I'm not going to have some time for a podcast. I won't be able to do that. So I'm taking a week off. So no show on the 25th, which is my birthday, but I will be back on December 2nd, or somewhere thereabouts. And again, happy Thanksgiving. I want to remind you, there is a new calendar that I've put out for 2024. It's color photos of some of the places that are pictured in black and white in my latest book, Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England. So it's an Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England color calendar for 2024. And you can find out details on the book and the calendar at ancientstonemysteries.com. Well, BC is the fucking Pope, and we're going to get into Chapter 15 with him next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 15 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio.
BC sits on the altar in the Sistine Chapel as each cardinal comes up in turn to pledge his allegiance according to the ancient traditions of the church. He's whisked away out of the chapel after the ceremony and up to the papal apartments where they fit him with his new white robes. "You had my size?" he asks when they bring him his white outfit. "We have everybody's size," the tailor tells him, "just in case." "Do they have to be robes?" BC asks.
"I don't know," the tailor says. "They just are."
"I don't want robes," BC tells the man. "Make me more modern vestments. I want white sport coats and trousers and white clerical shirts. I need one set today, and then another 14 outfits after that." "It's time the modern church had a modern pope," BC proclaims. The tailor leaves, shaking his head.
"Well, it's robes for now, I guess."
Cardinal Turpa passes the tailor on her way in to see BC. He gives her a withering look as she passes.
"What did you say to him?" she asks.
"Why?"
"He looked angry about something. He was scowling."
"I asked for an alteration of the wardrobe," BC tells her. "I want suits, not robes. Time to modernize the look, along with the rest of the NCC.
"You can't do that," she tells him.
"I can. I just did. I'm the fucking Pope," BC tells her, joking to lighten the mood.
"Such language," Turpa says, embarrassed.
"You're blushing," BC observes. "Sorry, it's just an expression."
"An expression," she says. "I hope you don't plan on using it as part of your blessing. I won't introduce you."
"Easy, Turpa. I won't have my Secretary of State getting all crazy on me."
"What was that?" she asks.
"You heard me," BC says. "I want you to stay on as the Vatican's Secretary of State. As a matter of fact, I want the whole Curia to stay on in their current positions. You people know what it takes to keep this place running. I don't. I need you."
"Fine," Turpa says, regaining her composure and trying not to smile. "As long as you promise not to say the F-word around me. Or in public," she adds.
"It's a deal," he tells her, smiling at her mild offense.
"Are you ready for this?" Turpa asks him.
"This?" BC asks. "No, not really," he admits.
"Too bad," she says. She walks over to the balcony door. "Ready or not?"
She turns and then swings the doors wide open. She strides out onto the balcony. BC can hear the crowd outside in St. Peter's Square roar.
"People in a crowd. Everything has seemed so deserted. Everyone's staying in seclusion, isolated away for fear of catching the sickness. It's actually good to hear a crowd. Even if I'm the one that has to face them next."
"Habemus papam," Turpa proclaims in Latin. "We have a pope. I give you Pope Peter IV. Servus servorum Dei." BC walks out onto the balcony. There is a large crowd, nearly filling the square.
But nowhere near as large as they used to be.
BC waves and the crowd goes wild. "Hello," BC says to even more applause. "I greet you as your new pope." The crowd gets even louder in their cheers. He waits for the frenzy to die down.
"They don't really know me. They wouldn't be applauding if they did. Heck, I could be anyone up here right now. Just have to say a few words, make it sound good."
"We live in a time of great chaos and change," BC begins. "We live in a time of horrible sickness, what some are calling a plague. We live in a time of war between religions and ideals. There are some who will wonder, has God abandoned us? I tell you, he has not. Whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. Jesus told us. He is here now. With us now. The new Catholic Church has unified Christianity like never before. The body of Christ made whole once again. I ask you, with the Lord on our side, how can we fail?" The crowd gives BC their applause and approval. "I ask you to join me in calling on the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus, look down upon your church, your body of Christ in the world. Let us each become your brothers, your sisters, sons and daughters of God, united in the Word, united in our faith, and united in our love. I ask this blessing in your name for those of us here, for all the members of your church wherever they may be, and for all of those who have not yet experienced your love. May they feel your strength in us. I also ask your blessing upon those who are no longer with us. Please take them into your home and keep them with you always and forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen, the crowd says, nearly as one, nearly knocking BC off his feet.
Not bad for quick improvisation. Man, you can feel their love.
God bless you, BC says. He backs up slowly off the balcony and closes the doors behind him, shutting out the crowd.
Intoxicating, isn't it?
Turpa comments as he turns around. It is, BC admits. They love me.
They love what you represent, she tells him.
Don't let it go to your head. Servus Savorum Dei, remember? Yeah, BC says. I heard you say that. What does it mean?
Servant of the servants of God, she translates.
Okay, let's go.
What? BC asks. Where are we going now? I thought I was done.
She laughs. Not yet. We have another ceremony to attend. Come on, she says, opening the door for him. Tell me this, Cardinal Turpa. Why is it that with all the reforms in the new Catholic Church with our small c, I still have to go through all this old Roman Catholic mumbo-jumbo?
Be careful who you're around when you're calling it mumbo-jumbo, she cautions him.
Like you?
No, but some of the old Roman Catholic cardinals are still around here.
Sure, but why all this?
Why all this? She asks rhetorically, her arm sweeping around to indicate his robes, the balcony, the Vatican.
Because the Roman Catholics demanded that it all be kept like this, part of their conditions for joining up with the NCC. And another reason not to make fun.
Can we go now? Ready for more mumbo-jumbo?
Great, just great, BC mumbles as he swishes by her in his robes.
Stop mumbling, she chastises him.
You're the you-know-what pope. So you do have a sense of humor, BC observes. She frowns at him. Come on, she says. BC is formally inaugurated in the ceremony. Cardinal Hardwick places a woolen pallium on his shoulders and arranges it in proper position like a thin flat sash. The white sash has black silk ends. 5 red crosses adorn the sash, 3 of which are pierced with pins. BC asks Hardwick under his breath why they left the pins in after he pricks his arm with one and nearly lets out a yelp. They represent Jesus' 5 wounds and the 3 nails from the cross, Hardwick explains, as the choir chants, Tu es Petras.
Tu es Petras. That one even I can figure out. I am Peter, wearing a sash with pins and crosses in it. What a happy bunch. Let's celebrate wounds.
Geesh, can't say that out loud. BC finds it all starting to run together as he begins to run out of energy.
I never did get a good night's sleep, did I?
The Vatican is buzzing with the news of the new pope. His news that the Curia will remain the same has also been greeted with joy. BC makes his way to the suite they've prepared for him in the Domo Sancte Marte, greeting well wishes as he goes.
I need to sleep.
BC doesn't get much sleep after he officially becomes Pope Peter IV in April of 2111. Keeping the Curia intact works both for and against BC. They keep the Vatican running like a well-oiled machine for the most part. But some old loyalists left over from the reign of Pope Linus seem to be going out of their way to make BC's life more difficult. BC begins to call them the mumbo-jumbo boys behind their back. It's a small attempt at humor amid the chaos and decimation. He can't blame them too much for their resistance to his more modern ways. Even BC is unsettled by the lightning-fast turn of events that have him suddenly leading the new Catholic Church. He'd never be pope, save for the plague. The only bright spot has been seeing his old friend Mbeki again. It turned out Mbeki was as hard to kill as BC. Mbeki resurfaced right after the news broke of BC's elevation to pope. But Mbeki soon left for the moon, named by BC to replace himself as Vatican ambassador to Lunar Prime. One of BC's first appointments. 2 weeks into the job, people are still dying. He's tried to reach Nita Bendix or Anita Capituna or whatever her name is, to no avail.
She never did get back in touch. Of course, I was here instead of Lunar Prime, but still, I haven't been in hiding. How do you get in touch with a super-secret project, anyway? I can't even get in touch with Wentworth. He used to be so hot to get in touch with the Pope. Now I'm the fucking Pope. It's been 2 weeks, and I still haven't heard anything back from him. I'm the head of the NCC.
An increasingly smaller NCC.
How do we stop this thing?
BC paces across the length of his papal office, the same office in which he once met with Pope Linus, waiting as he tries to get another call through to Wentworth Station.
I'm wearing out a path in the carpeting already. Why hasn't the call gone through yet?
Campion, a voice rings out. Wentworth.
Just who I've been waiting for.
That's Pope Peter IV to you now, my son, BC says in mock solemnity, trying hard not to laugh.
So I've heard. Apparently, we no longer need to worry about getting in touch with the Pope. What is it you want?
Right to the point. I always liked that about you, Wentworth, BC says. I want to know what more you know about this plague.
We still don't have a clue,
Wentworth admits. He changes the subject.
I can't believe they made you Pope.
Shows you how bad it's gotten, huh? BC jokes.
Terpa told me you'd been proclaimed a cardinal. I had no idea you'd take it this far.
It just, sort of happened, BC explains.
Even after all this started at your peace conference, Wentworth says, nearly snorting.
What, are you blaming me now?
No, but we still have heard nothing from Mars. This whole plague could still be easily a UIN plot. We don't even know that they've been affected. Infected.
Wentworth is almost yelling.
I've never heard him lose emotional control like this. He's usually so cool, aloof, elite.
Calm down, BC says to him. So you haven't found a cure, neither have I. And even with my new job title, I'm thinking prayer isn't our answer this time around. But here's a thought. Maybe we can work together and find a way to stop it. How about it? Can the UTZ and the NCC put aside past estrangements, put our alliance back together, and stop this thing?
You're proposing this to me now?
Wentworth says, sounding taken aback. BC just laughs. Well, to who else? And when? And why not? 2 billion people are dead down here, Wentworth. More die every day. I seem to be immune. Others have also been exposed and survive. It isn't infecting all of us. That makes me think there has to be a way to stop it. There's no need for formalities, is there? Fuck the formalities.
Heh. You don't sound like any pope I've ever heard, Wentworth says with a laugh.
I'm not actually much of a pope. I'm not kidding myself, BC admits. But I'm all we've got, so how about it?
Frankly, Cabian, I'm not sure it will make any difference. Our scientists have been working on it, as you well know. Every time they think they've defeated it, it finds a way to prove them wrong. It's insidious. And as I've said before, it's apparently alien, maybe something they found on Mars and brought back here to kill us all.
I really don't think it's from Mars, BC says. That's why I've been trying to call you. I'd have been in touch sooner, but this whole Pope thing came up.
What? Wentworth demands. What are you saying? And how can you be sure it isn't from Mars?
Wentworth pauses.
You sound like you know something,
he tells BC. I'm not sure what I know yet, BC tells Wentworth, but I may be able to bring some more resources to bear on the situation, and I need your help. After BC says that, he grimaces.
I really hate to ask this fuck for anything, but we're rapidly running out of options. And people, for Christ's sakes.
What do you want from me?
Wentworth asks wearily.
I want you to get me a meeting with the full surviving UTZ CEO Council, BC tells Wentworth.
Wentworth remains silent for a moment.
We'll have to take precautions, he finally says. You could be a carrier. I've kept my station clean through quarantine. I have no intention of allowing the plague on board my station.
We could meet somewhere else, BC suggests.
Where, the moon?
Wentworth asks.
I don't think so.
Why not?
That's where the plague began. It's no doubt crawling with it.
BC just shakes his head. Fine then. What about here, Vatican City?
No,
Wentworth says almost too forcibly.
No offense, he says, mellowing a bit. But not the Vatican. Too easy a target. You don't have any security there.
Comforting thought, BC says. Another Earth location? You make the call. Wentworth is silent for a moment.
New York City, he says finally. My building in Midtown. I'll send directions. Let's meet tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good, BC says. And thank you.
You're welcome, Wentworth says. I'll see you there tomorrow, he says, signing off.
He's scared. I don't think I've ever heard him scared before.
Huh.
Maybe he should be. Now, how do I get a hold of the project? This sucks. I'm at their mercy. Maybe I should click my heels 3 times and chant, "There's no place like the asteroid base." No way to call them on the comm. Shit. All I can do is hope they get in touch.
That was Chapter 15 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, at least for now, BC is Pope Peter IV, and Mbeke is the Vatican Ambassador, but we're not going to change the subject of the book here. It's just what's happening. Seems like the news of BC's popishness even took Wentworth by surprise. So now BC, Pope BC, is going to be heading to New York City, to NYC, to meet with the UTZ CEOs and Wentworth. BC has to decide how much he's going to tell them about his new friends, the Project. The ones he can't get in touch with. All that's coming up on our next episode, as we get into Chapter 16 of Vatican Ambassador. But it's going to be a week away. I'm taking a week off for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy some time off with family and friends. And I'm going to celebrate my birthday next Saturday, the 25th. So yes, no podcast next week with the holiday and the birthday and everything. Taking a week off. And I'll be back on December 2nd, thereabouts, with the next episode. And speaking of Thanksgiving, a big thank you to my patrons who help keep the lights on here. If you're a patron, thank you for doing that, for helping me. You can do so for $2, $5, or $10 a month. And the place to sign up to do that is at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Another way you can help support my efforts is by picking up my new calendar. It's based on my book. It is color photos of some black and white photos that you find in the new Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England paperback. There's like over 500 black and white photos in there. I've picked out the 12 best and created our 2024 calendar. So it's a Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England 2024 calendar, which you can find out more about at ancientstonemysteries.com. Again, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, doing whatever you'd like to do with the long weekend. I hope you get some time off. Hope you do get some time. I'm going to take a little time myself. And once again, a big thank you to my patrons. And thank you, if you're a patron, for helping me do this. Much appreciated. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you once again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.